Your girl so fine, but her breath is like. She say she wanna dance, but she don't know how to. I iced out, ooh, looking like a star. Her name is Jenny, ooh, bitch don't have no panties. I'm Steph Curry, when I hit the three, I hit the.
Like Spectrodilatus, and here I am with the latest episode of Inside Four Walls. I'm Mr. James Madison, and man, it is a day ending with Y, and J.K. Rowling has seriously pissed off the entire transgender community. Why? Because she released an absolute banging, grandma-tit-slapping fucking game, let me tell you. Apparently Hogwarts Legacy is all on the rage, quite frankly. I'm a grown-ass adult with a fucking life, and I don't invest in things designed for 13-year-olds, but other people do, and they have the time for it, and God bless them. I wish I had that kind of income. But a completely confident in their sexuality trans author wanted to kill J.K. Rowling over her turfed opinions. And quite frankly, you know, here at Inside Four Walls, we firmly stand behind the turf movement. And, you know, it's only for one reason. I don't think trans people have a place competing against biological, you know, the gender. I don't think a trans, let's say you are male to female. I don't think male to female should be able to compete against biological female. But instead, I would want their own fighting unit. Tell me you would not watch it. Would you not watch, like, transgender MMA? I fucking would. If the fights are good, the fights are good. I also want an MMA version where it's the people allowed to use as many steroids and performance-enhancing drugs as fucking possible. Tell me honestly you would not watch that. It'd be like that game Twisted Metal Black meets Celebrity Deathmatch. It'd be fucking great. But let's get into the story. Trans author Gretchen Martin said she wants to slit J.K. Rowling's throat and since deleted a tweet. Sounds completely confident and comfortable in their own gender identity. Gretchen Martin called out several writers she said were transphobic, including Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, and implied that she'd like to slit their throats. But let me tell you something, man. I really love watching the trans community figure out what the fuck they're gonna do with J.K. Rowling, because they're like, we love Harry Potter! You know what's really funny? They all argue about what house they want to be in, right? But I think they're all wrong. None of them wanted to be any of the four houses. But to that very specific small trans community that listens to this show, let me ask you, are you really interested in being either of the four houses in Harry Potter, or don't you want to be an Angemagus, or whatever they're called, the shapeshifters? Isn't that what you really want to be? You used to be like Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, blah, 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 blah. Don't you want to be the shapeshifters? Like, I'm not being a dick here. Isn't that your thing? You know, the fucking turn to the dogs? Like, most of y'all are already fucking furries. So that works. Turn into a fucking animal. And then you can be fucked by the animal you want to be, and it's not even illegal. Turn into a deer, so I can hunt you. That being said, I love you for listening to the show and putting up with all this shit I put you through. God bless you. You're the ones who are going to make it to that 44% who actually make it to elder age. I swear to God, and I support you. And that thick skin. And hopefully it's thicker than J.K. Rowling's throat. Now let's get into that fucking story, shall we? Over here at every... And by the way, I am specifically using the New York Post, not only because of the Burr shit, but... Because who knows? But really seem to hate the New York Post. And me, I'm someone who should hate the New York Post, but I like the New York Post, so let's get into it. Actually, in a real level, I feel a kindred spirit to the New York Post for a couple of reasons. Mainly because I know what it's like to, you know, they report on the Hunter Biden laptop when no one else would, and they got called crazy, they lost their high factuality rate on all these outlets and shit, just to be proven absolutely right years later. And I know what that feels like, to call people out and then be told crazy in the moment, and then later on they're like, oh shit, you're right, but let's get cracking. Trans author Gretchen Martin said she wants to slit J.K. Rowling's throat in since-deleted tweet. Sounds stable. Protect your neck. Bye, Dana Kennedy. Do you think you think J.K. Rowling is a Wu-Tang fan? You think she's heard that advice? Fuck. You think she's heard that advice before? You gotta protect your neck? J.K. Rowling is under attack from a trans horror author. I'm guessing she writes biographies about herself. Trans horror author Gretchen Faulkner-Martin threatened Harry Potter... Why is it in quotations? Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling in a scintillating tweet this week. A well-known... I've never heard of them. A well-known transgender horror author who was among the signers of a letter decrying the New York Times. The New York Times, you're so mean. Wow. You triggered my they-see. Reported on the trans issue. Apparently they were very biased on the reporting. Said she wants to slit J.K. Rowling's throat. Well, that is an appropriate and well-measured response to fake news, let me tell you. Maybe Trump will be inspired. Gretchen Faulkner-Martin called out several writers she said were transphobic. You know, that word does not mean what they think it means. There is not a... Let's say the whole world is full of white supremacist tyrants, like people who are this far gone in the... Not in the trans community, necessarily, because, again, I like Blair White. There's a lot of trans people that I fuck with. But you have this crazy faction that's like, wow. Look, the right has the goat head guy, the shaman. Antifa's got... You know, well, the progressives got Antifa. The trans community's got these fucking clowns. Like, absolutely. But... Let me tell you, if the world's really full of all these tyrants and everything, let me tell you, there is not a single queer that a tyrant fucking fears. No way in hell. So, I don't think fear is the word you're looking for. Abhorration, perhaps? Various other things, but fear? No. Give me one reason why anyone would be phobic of the trans community. I'll be reading the comments below, but okay. Maybe because you make unhinged threats like this, but this is, like, a person who's far out there, right? Anyway. Like, and an author who writes horror? They're trying to be macabre and playing a brand for being genuine here, to give the benefit of the doubt a little bit. Including Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling on February 12th, quote, "If they all had one throat, man..." If they all had one throat, man, she added in a scintillating tweet. Faulkner came under fire last year after writing a self-confessed, quote, "depraved psychosexual horror show." A depraved psychosexual horror show. So, it's good to know that the DeviantArt generation grew up and they're still writing fanfic. They're just getting paid to do it. So, fuck you, mom and dad. There really was an income to be made off this shit anyway. Nah, says the entire Let's Play community on Twitch. Faulkner Mark came under fire last year after writing a self-confessed, depraved, psychosexual horror show in which Rowling is burned alive in her home. What the fuck? But man, that's a... And what is the sexual context behind that story exactly? You have to wonder... What is the exact fetish or sexual situation in which someone just burns alive in their house while somebody gets off to it? I mean, it's called a psycho-sexual horror show. Oof. Her debut novel, Manhunt, follows two trans women, quote, attempting... So it follows two men attempting to survive in a world ravaged by a plague, which transforms anyone with enough testosterone in their system into a shrieking monstrosity. Meaning that these two men are the monsters of the story? Ooh. That just sounds kind of deep, bro. There's a movie called Oz Zombies. It's similar, right? Like, these two people, they have they're trans and they're turning into the monsters that they're working against with the testosterone in their system. Sheesh. It's deep. It's deep shit. Makes you think. They find themselves at war with TERFs. A derogatory acronym for so-called trans-exclusionary radical feminists, including the Knights of J.K. Rowling. The Knights of J.K. Rowling. Da-da-da-da-da. I'd watch that Batman movie. Earlier, Faulkner-Martin had condemned the murder of British transgender teenager Brianna Gray, 16, implying that Rowling and others had stoked the violence, stochastic terrorism at work. Violence that led to the killing, the Daily Mail reported. Police don't yet have a motive in the case, but two 15-year-olds have been arrested. You want to bet it was an inside job? from the same community and everything. Journalist Jesse Singal, who was also named in Faulkner's Martin. Faulkner Martin's tweet blasted the author's death threat and said he does not understand why she is allowed to tweet about such violence. Quote, if you are seen as being on the wrong team, then if you quote, retweet one just a bit too snarkily, that's considered harassment, but the, quote, good people on the be kind crowd can threaten and harass and tell anyone and tell you to kill yourself forever. And that's all good, he tweeted. Yeah, he's not entirely wrong, but let's go check out the tweets real quick, guys. They're loading. Alright, we're over here at Jesse Singal's Twitter. We got some screenshots of tweets here. Screen grabs, if you will. Gretchen Faulkner-Martin at Scumbelievable. I'm gonna be fair, that's a fairly cool name, actually. Scumbelievable. Now the tweet goes, blood on Jesse Singal's hands, blood on Helen Joyce's, Rawlings, every just asking questions journalist, and fear-mongering TERFs, you're scared for your children, they're killing ours. What kids are you having? I'm just kind of curious. From Juliet, blue collar butch, assuming a lesbian. British 16-year-old trans girl named Brianna Gray was stabbed to death in public park yesterday. This is the result of relentless attacks on us. There is blood on the hands of every single TERF and concerned liberal alike. I am so sorry we failed you, Brianna. Rest in peace. Her parents failed her. Well, let's move on down here. If they all had throats, man. Ooh. Them stabbing words. No, it's, oh, is that it? That's the only two? Now, my man's got tweets going on for days. Five going on right here. As of yet, there isn't any evidence that this was a hate crime, but hey, why not just terrorize shitloads of trans people before the facts are in? Right here, it says, a Cheshire spokesperson on Monday, quote, whilst this is being investigated as a targeted attack, Brianna was a trans girl. We do not, at this time, believe this was a hate crime. Detective Chief Superintendent Mike Evans said police are pursuing several lines of inquiry and appeal for anyone informed, anyone with information on this crime to come forward. He said, quote, we are all doing what we can to establish the exact circumstances of what happened. So what? Look. In England, there have been, across most of these parts of the UK, the stabbings have been going through the roof like crazy. So have concrete milkshakes and macing as well. You don't have guns, there's always alternatives. Right here, highlighted. At this time, it's a quote, at this time, there is no evidence to suggest that the circumstances surrounding Brandon's death are hate-related. You want to drink cop piss? Be my guest, is a response from Gretchen Faulkner. Jump to conclusions. Burn the city down first. Ask questions a little later. But if you want to read through all this woman's, man's, whatever the fuck this probably tacky author's so-called writings are, feel free to go check out that Twitter thread. It'll be in the description below. I will say these articles have been doing very good to avoid clearly saying which gender this person's retained to be, so I know which. To be honest, at a certain point, obese people kind of can start passing with enough, like, waxing and waning filters. But hey, you know, enough obesity can make enough big chestedness mass to make some tats. So, quote, if you are seen as being on the wrong, oh, I already read that part, moving on. Faulkner Martin's tweet was posted just before she joined 180 activists to sign a letter to the Times criticizing its recent coverage of the transgender issues. The Times published a column further defending Rowling the day after the letter was delivered, which angered activists even more. An email Email sent to staff by executive editor Joseph Kahn and opinion editor Kathleen Kingsbury, obtained by the Post on Thursday, admonished those who signed the letter, quote, "We do not welcome and will not tolerate participation by the Times journalists in protests organized by advocacy groups or attacks on colleagues on social media and other public forums," they wrote. Rowling has become a flashpoint for trans activists after she openly questioned whether trans women should be allowed to access some of the female-only spaces such as prisons, domestic abuse shelters, or sporting contests. The answer is absolutely no. The only time they can attend is, at least the sporting contest is if they're a spectator. As for the other ones, absolutely not. Gee, I wonder why female inmates are getting knocked up more and more lately. She addresses the backlash in her forthcoming podcast, quote, "The Witch Trials of J.K. Rowling," and said her comments were, quote, "profoundly misunderstood," quote, "I never set out to upset anyone. However, I was just not comfortable with getting off my pedestal," she said. And more power to you. Now, let's hop over here for another article. We're almost done. So all these people threw a massive hissy fit and said, "Oh, we're not going to buy your fucking game. Fuck you, Rowling." And I like how it says, "Critics are calling for the boycott of the video game Hogwarts Legacy over author J.K. Rowling's politics. But sales are soaring just as the game set to launch has become the video game's equivalent of Lord Voldemort, the Harry Potter villain who must not be named." And oh my god, the fucking delusionary shit that's come from this. Check this one out, too. So, if the large-breasted Roman woman didn't give it away, or the anime girl from the cross said, niche gamer, I can't exactly speak to the credibility of this site, but you know what? I'm going to go right to the community that was affected by this fucking plight. So, let's hop into it. Let's see, is there an author attributed to this anywhere? No. It just says, "Site that tracked Twitch streamers who played Hogwarts Legacy shut down." Yeah, there was a fucking psychopath named Sam who built a website to document and catalog any Twitch streamer who was playing Hogwarts Legacy so people could go out, and this was his encouragement, go out and mass report and harass these streamers. And as well as boycott them as well. And he was like, that wasn't the plan when people started putting pressure on him. But the website is down now. And we will get into the fucking Blockbuster's asshole gaping sales of Hogwarts Legacy. It's obscene the amount of money this game is racking in. And I don't know a single fucking person who was hyped or excited about this game when it came out. But then again, I'm really rolling the game community like I used to. The only video game I still play is either Skyrim or Fallout New Vegas on Xbox 360, the Jasper Edition. Just to tell you exactly how old my gaming consoles are. And you know what? After they started taking away people's digital ownership of video games, I really am glad of my decisions here. But let's get into it. Hogwarts Legacy is proof that even the most middle-of-the-road game can make waves even with enough internet outrage. J.K. Rowling's political views have turned fans against the game and the Harry Potter series. The situation has escalated into many movements being launched which aim to boycott the game. Web developer Sam Gibbs decided to create a website which would track Twitch streamers that played Hogwarts Legacy in an effort of letting people know who to boycott as well as harass and spam. "Have they streamed that wizardgame.com?" Jesus Christ. Launched February 6, 2023, and lasted from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. until the developers decided to shut it down. The site also included a login function, which would show what streamers you follow have played the game. That would probably grant these same people access to your account that you wouldn't want them to have. I'm just guessing here. Sam Gibbs was met with a lot of criticism, especially from people who felt like the tool would be used to harass small streamers. Duh, that was part of the idea. Currently, the English branches of the HoloLive and Nijing Singjing, whatever the fuck, VTuber group, seem to be working out what their plan is when it comes to streaming Hogwarts Legacy. The Japanese and Indonesian branches of HoloLive and have streamed the game and have been met with waves of criticism, blow it out your ass. It's been at most 100 to like 150 people on Twitter crying. But it's amazing what we're willing to tolerate and call a wave of criticism. These people, a couple years ago, like in 2005, would have been just your average YouTube, quote-unquote, troll in the comments section. And now we give them political momentum. Get fucking real. Why? Because they have a weird axe wound between their fucking legs, and they fucking, what, they got an anime profile picture, cite the fucking meme at the beginning of this intro? Are you serious? Look, just because they're scary looking doesn't mean you need to take them that seriously. Ugh, come on, man. And even then, even if it isn't this specific group, it's group X, Y, or Z. And you know what? I'm always going to mock the fucking hardest of the group, too. The loudest if there wasn't such a loud minority of an already extremely niche group, the jokes wouldn't be necessary. But you got to humble people. Let's see. What this means is that the tool could be further used to harass Asian streamers who aren't even aware of the Western politics involved in the game. The site is currently a blank white page with, quote, "This service has been suspended by its owners," written at the very top. Hogwarts Legacy is launching on February 10th. It's out. We're going to go look at that in the next article. Windows PC via Steam, and that's what we're talking about specifically, Xbox Series X, also important, and the PS5. The previous gen ports are coming out on April 4th and 4th for Xbox One and PlayStation 4. And on July 25th for the Nintendo Switch, this article is by Augusto A., a fan of skeletons, plays too many video games, MMO addict, Souls-like, and character action enthusiast. Good article. Good information. Well written. Well sourced. Like it. Now let's hop over here. The big boycott that amounted to fuck all. Hogwarts Legacy continues to stamp on Steam. Known for data it shares on Steam, StreamDB has updated its bestsellers list of the week. Hogwarts Legacy was stamped on the list. Now we're just gonna go right here. Boom. Hogwarts Legacy tops Elden Ring in sales in launch week. That's right, folks, the biggest Dark Souls-esque game that has launched and outsold the last two games in the Dark Souls franchise upon release have now been completely decimated by Hogwarts Legacy, and still, I don't know a single person who has played them. I haven't seen a single video where people have played the game, nothing. I have paid no attention to this. Like, where are all these problems coming from? But, okay, it's not like crazy. Biggest Harry Potter game release ever in the UK. Where a lot of like, this turf shit's happening right now, mind you. It's selling like hotcakes here, apparently, too. The stats for Hogwarts Legacy keep getting better and better. After storming the pre-order charts on Steam, breaking a viewership record on Twitch, and almost reaching a peak of almost 900,000 players on Steam, the sales chart from the UK paint an even bigger, brighter picture. Hogwarts Legacy is the biggest ever launch among the Harry Potter video games in the UK. Reports gamingindustry.biz, it beats out 2001's Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, and the physical sales both during launch week by 60%, as well as the game's second week by 2%, which was the biggest sales-wise due to the hype around the movie. That doesn't even include Hogwarts Legacy's digital sales yet. And so that was like, what, 900,000 pre? Or current players on stream? So I'm guessing that means at one time? Okay. Doesn't even include sales, which are guaranteed to make a margin of victory even more impressive. Hogwarts Legacy also tops Elden Ring's launch week sales by 800%, even though, did I say outsold the entire series? I meant like, upon launch. Elden Ring, when it came out, it outsold the previous two installments in the game, launch week, and then this one blew that one out of the water, which is good stuff. Hogwarts Legacy also topped Elden Ring's launch week sales by 80%. About 80%. Though last year's celebrated open-world RPG had a great digital start, soon we'll have to wait for additional numbers before making a final comparison. Hogwarts Legacy beating the From Software title. Despite the hype around it, isn't exactly a shocker, though, considering how big of a media franchise Harry Potter is among the consoles. PS5 beat Xbox Series X and S with 82% of Hogwarts Legacy sales, which, again, is not a shocker considering Xbox is stronger digitally, and those numbers are still missing. And the PS5 simply sold a lot more units in the UK. Hogwarts Legacy also contains some exclusive content for Sony's console. That's something that Sony does right, too. Any game they have on their console, they do what they can to get custom content just for it. It really goes a long way. Hogwarts Legacy also contains some exclusive content for Sony's console. Haunted Hogsmeade Quest, which is one of the best missions in the game. PS5 players might also be interested in the best Hogwarts Legacy PS5 setting to find the best compromise between graphical fidelity and performance. Hogwarts Legacy claimed the top spot on the UK's box sales charts with this great start, with usual top sitter FIFA 23 banished to third place. God of War Ragnarok managed to clinch silver thanks to the PS5 bundle that included it. For more on the new Wizard game, check out Hogwarts Legacy reviews as well as our full Hogwarts Legacy walkthrough for details, blah blah blah, completely there. Article by Marco Woots, writer is based in, I appreciate it, there's no comments, so we're going to go back up here. And there's just one more thing I want to look at, because this made me think about something that happened not too long ago to Dave Chappelle. You know, all this talk about J.K. Rowling getting attacked just made me think about the Dave Chappelle stuff that I was out of town for and didn't get a chance to talk to. Man suspected of attacking Dave Chappelle on stage. Show was triggering. Could I identify as bisexual? I swing both ways in the old saloon doors in the Wild Western movies, baby. And I wanted him to know what he said was triggering. You know what else is triggering? How the government reacted to your mind and what they do when you put a CIA asset in a hotel balcony over a country concert in Las Vegas. But let's not talk about government assets. Oh yeah, how's Mark Rubenstein doing exactly? And I get it too. Look, I'm not a big fan of country, but damn, CIA, did you ever go that fucking hard? Isaiah Lee told the New York Post from the Twin Towers Correctional Facility in Los Angeles. Folks, I would like to regretfully inform you that a second dose of HGH has been injected into the author of the book. We're just going to read a little bit of this. By Elijah Fieldstreet. The man who charged Dave Chappelle on stage at Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles this month said he attacked Dave Chappelle because he found the show's content triggering. Quote, I identify. As bisexual, and I would like him to know what he said was triggering, Isaiah Lee told the New York Post from the Twin Towers Correctional Facility, Los Angeles. He implored Chappelle to be more sensitive, adding, quote, I wanted him to know that next time he should consider first running his material by people it could affect. Yeah, you should run it by me so people like me don't beat the shit out of them next time because I'm the side of tolerance, baby. Isn't that kind of funny? I know I tried to, like, physically attack a man in his 50s who just came out here to make a bunch of people laugh, but he really should be more sensitive of my feelings. This is why bullying should never have been taken out of fucking schools. Look, make bullying great again, folks. Please, tell me, would you not watch a sitcom where they take a 1980s bully from any of those movies and they put him into a modern-day high school in, like, L.A.? Tell me you wouldn't watch that fucking show. You are a liar. But, I don't know. This kind of got me thinking about this story a little bit. For really no
reason. The man accused of attacking comedian Dave Chappelle on stage this week is now charged with 4 misdemeanor counts.
This woman in the background. This man who was accused of assaulting a stand-up comedian. And she's just in the background. Hi, Mom.
The Los Angeles District Attorney's Office of attacking comedian. The man accused of attacking comedian Dave Chappelle on stage this week is now charged with four misdemeanor counts. The Los Angeles District Attorney's Office says the incident was criminal but did not rise to the felony level. Police arrested 23-year-old Isaiah Lee after he allegedly jumped on stage and tackled Chappelle at the Hollywood Bowl Tuesday night. Police said Lee had a replica hand.
And got his fucking arm broken by Jamie Foxx in a cowboy hat. And then Chris Rock comes on and goes, was that Will Smith?
Gun with a knife blade, but it's not.
God damn. Yo, my boy, he welded a fucking $12 gas station knife. I own a lit edge knife. I got him for $6 at the fucking gas station.
Clear if he actually brandished it. If Lee is convicted, he faces up to a year and a half in prison.
Wild. But that being said, I'm going to wrap this episode up here. A little bit more of a culture war episode than a pressing news topic, but, you know, I want to delve back into this a little bit more often. So, if there's anything you think I missed, please leave a comment below. If there's any stories you think I should talk about or check out, it should be in the comment below. I appreciate the stories you guys have brought to my attention. If there's anything you think I got wrong or missed, please leave a correction with the source in the comments below so I can look at the article you guys are reading. You'll get the view you guys have. And really understand where you guys are coming from. Because that's the best way I came to understanding where your guys' and my opinions differ from is if I can read what you're reading and I can see the information you're seeing from your perspective. You know, really, let me walk a mile in your shoes, knowledge-wise. So until next time, this has been Inside Four Walls. I've been your humble host, James Madison, and I shall catch y'all next time. Deuce. Well, Expectro Dilatus, and here I am with the latest episode of Inside Four Walls. I am, of course, your host, James Madison, and oh my god, the amount of coping, seething, and absolute raging and wheezing we got to talking about today. The one and only J.K. Rowling, unless she's J.K. seriously, but she pissed off the trans community. Yeah, I know, and it's a day ending in fucking Y, isn't it? But here's a side note for it. I'm going to start off with a spicy prediction for 2028, because I don't care what's going on in 2024, that's a clusterfuck already, but 2028, Chappelle Rowling, keep the gender binary great. Now, in a wave of, you know, an absolute stunning and brave display of absolute confidence in my own identity, there is an attempted murder on J.K. Rowling. Oh, wait.